Former Israeli UN ambassador accuses Representative Rashida Tlaib of pure hate. By Joshua Klein on May 23, 2022. In response to Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's recent resolution calling for the recognition of the Palestinian Nakba catastrophe, a term used by Palestinians to refer to the creation of the Jewish state, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Danny Danon accused the Progressive Squad member of espousing pure hate and anti-Semitism. Appearing on Fox News Live with Eric Shawn on Saturday, Danon was asked about recent criticism of Israel and whether he saw it as an increasing trend. "We have no problem with criticism. We actually welcome criticism," the former Israeli envoy said. "But what we have heard from Rashida Tlaib is not criticism, it's pure hate." Danon then called out the far-left congresswoman's shameful resolution, which he referred to as pure anti-Semitism. "Basically, she calls to promote hatred in the U.S. But she's not helping the Palestinians, she's not sending more support to them," he said. "She's basically attacking Israel." Tlaib introduced a congressional resolution, co-sponsored by fellow squad members, on Monday that would have the United States formally recognize the Palestinian Nakba, or the catastrophe of the Jewish state of Israel's creation. Danon also said that figures such as Tlaib remind him of many radical leaders in the Muslim world that use Israel as their platform. "It's the same over here," he asserted. "She is not constructive, she's promoting hate and anti-Semitism against Jews." The former ambassador then called for fellow Democrats to issue a condemnation of Tlaib, who he said is not representative of Americans or even the majority of Democrats. "I expect the Democratic leaders to condemn those radical voices. Tlaib does not represent the Democratic Party or the American people," he said. "We have a strong bond with the American people. We will continue to work together with the Americans," he added. In reference to his role as ambassador at the UN body, Danon compared his perseverance to that of the biblical Daniels. In the Bible, Daniel spent one night in the lion's den and he survived. "I spent 5 years in this hostile place, the UN, and I prevailed, and this is the story of Israel," he said. That perseverance, Danon argued, will continue to serve as an upset to Israel's detractors. "With all the difficulties and the condemnations of Rashida Tlaib and the squad, we overcome those voices," he said. The squad has a history of anti-Semitic charges and has been accused of repeated attacks on Israel while ignoring the plight of Palestinians at the hands of Hamas or Afghans under Taliban control. In February, Tlaib's campaign was reported to have paid $170,000 to an anti-Israel activist who has called for defunding the police on multiple occasions. In 2020, Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, RPA, urged his colleagues across the aisle to join him in calling for Tlaib's immediate removal from all congressional committees after her participation in an anti-Israel conference with purported terrorist ties, as well having retweeted a slogan calling for the elimination of the Jewish state. The radical squad member has long supported emptying out all federal prisons, and in February scolded President Biden for not enacting Green New Deal-like policies into law, while calling for Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better plan and eliminate the filibuster. In December, despite being in the top 10% of income earners, Tlaib demanded taxpayers pay off her student loans. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.